My parva. How come this lishcha, this room, is called parva? That was the room we had at the beginning, the 7 days when we set him aside. We brought him to lishcha to parva. That was a kohen gadol's room. Why is it called parva? How come it got this name? So Amar Rav Yosef says, parva, you know what it is? Angusha. That's what the person's name was. His name was parva. And who was he? Was an angusha. Rashi says, mechashiv echad. One kishuv macham. Is Bono Ushmoy Parva, that was his name. Hamgusha means a magician like he was a Russia like. He was the one that built this room called the Parva, so they called it after his name. Like, what? Yeah, good question. Let's see, Tate says, Parva Hamgusha, Pirish Baruch, Vizel Lishurne, Yesh Minachachomim, Shoim Rim, Ki Chofar Mechilo Takas Karka Bakurdish. The Chom there wants to say, let's build a tunnel underneath the Kurdish. Ad sheyiro avoidus kohen gadol, until we'll be able to see the kohen gadol how he does the avoid on Yom Kippur. The agishu akahanim bechviro, the kohanim saw what they were doing. Or matzu v'kor rois elishchal shmoy, they called it on his name. But apifashin, he wasn't doing the right thing. But then the Mishnah says parsu satin shabutz, that before he went down to the mikvah to be toivel, they put up a curtain made from a linen, white linen. For the Gemara, Maishna Shabutz, good, they put up a curtain mishum tznius. But how come it was made out of boots, white linen? So Gemara says, Poshin, Omer Alkano, Kedei Sheyake Shavoyde Sayyem Epigdei Boots. And we want the Kohen Gadol to get used to seeing white linen. Because now especially, he was going to change over from the Big Day Zov, this was the first time he's going out to put on the Big Day Lovin. So he wanted them to get used to it, so even the sheet that we spread before the mikvah to make a separation with Shum Snias was also made out of boots. Could let them get used to putting on boots. Right, then we say, B'shachar v'yilevesh pelusin shel shmoy nosu. Okay, so the middle part of the Mishnah, the Machlokes Remain and the Tanakama, that the Gemara doesn't go into over here, because that we had before already. The Shaila was, do you first do the Pshitah and then do the Kiddush Yodav Raglav? Or do you first do the Kiddush Yodav Raglav, then you take off to the Begodim? That Machlokes he had before. Now the Gemara goes to the next part of the Mishnah that says, what is the difference between the two times the Kohen Gadol put on the Big Day Lovin, once in the morning, once in the afternoon? They were two different pairs of Big Day Lovin. And the morning pair was more expensive than the afternoon. Right, B'shachar v'yilevesh plusin shel shmoy nosa. So the Gemara v'tone minyono osa l'ashminon. That's the kasha. It says in the morning it was 18, and in the afternoon it was 12. And together it says it was 30. For the Gemara, what does the Mishnah have to tell you there? Pshita. Everybody can add up. 12 and 18 is 30. What does the Mishnah have to tell you? The Gemara answers, Hokam ashman. No, the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. That the botze mehani lo nevet. True. You can't do less. You can't spend less than $30. In other words, Abohai botze mehani v'tveyahani less lambo. That you could do. You could spend 20 for the morning and 10 for the afternoon. Or else, let's say 18 or 17 here and then 13 here. In other words, you don't have to have exactly 18 and 12. But I call upon them together, they have to be added up to 30. In other words, you get 30 mana, that's how much money the tzibur spends for the Big Day Kohen Gadol. Now, he could divide up how he wants, but I call upon him, the morning one has to be worth more than the afternoon ones. So the Mishnah says 18 and 12. That's the Mishnah telling us, the Iker is to have 30. It doesn't have to, that could be 18 and 12. It could be more or less, but I'd be together, it's 30. Shrash Yochem Ashmelon, Lohochi Hodar, Kalinu, the reason why it says it over again, Lashmina to teach us. That it says 30 mona, Sacha Kohu. That's how much we give you. The Yoyev Shiura Litum in a Hegdish. This is how much money you could have a right to take from Hegdish. But less than 30 mona, you should not let it be. Now, it has to be at least worth 30. But hi, he bought some honey, the shachris mishmain also, or tvei hana the arvis mishmain mos laslambo. If you change around the amount, 18 to 12, that doesn't have to be exact. It could be 20 to 10, as long as you have together 30. Now the Gemara says, of the kule yalna, everybody holds mius, the shachar adifa. That according to the Mishnah, the machlekes, how expensive it was, but both of them hold, the morning pair was worth more than the afternoon pair. That's if the Kohen Gadol, the first one in the morning with the big day loven, to do the Avodah Sayyim, that pair of begodim was worth more than the afternoon pair. Even though I think the Miri speaks out that the Ikka we're talking about now was the Ksoinis. We're talking about the Lavdavka, all the four begodim. We're talking about the Ksoinis. How expensive was the Ksoinis, the robe that he wore? So everybody holds the morning Ksoinis is more expensive than the afternoon one. For the Gemara, we know, Lord, how do we know this? That the afternoon is less than the morning. Omar Rav Huna Bered Rav Eloi. Omar Kroh, the Pasuk says, Bad, 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 Bad. It says four times in the Pasuk, but the Kohen Gadol putting on Big Day Bad. It says the word Bad four times. As with Ashin, Mubcha Babad, the Babad. It means to say, use the best type of white linen. So Trashi, Bad, Bad, Trashi Arbo, Zimnei, Ksib, Belavishas, Big Day Shachris. It says four times, by the Kohen Gadol putting on Big Day Bad, the Big Day Lovin, in the morning, the Shachris, it says four times the word Bad, 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 Bad. Lameima to teach us, Tahai Bad Bad means Chamufcha Bad. It means it should be the best one. In other words, the Shachris, the morning one, that has to be more expensive than the afternoon one. That's how we learn it out from. Tais explains a little bit more. Tais says Bad Bad Bad. Tais says Nirali Chad Legufei. One you need Legufei, it has to be made out of bad linen and not wool. V'chad Bad Loshin Levad. Shein Levi Shimoyin Big Dizov. Another time we need the word Bad to teach us that when he wears these Big Day Loven, he does not wear anything else. Like maybe the Havaminer is. Let him keep on the Big Day Zov. Just when you go Lefnai Lefnin, you have to add on top of them another four begotten of Big Day Loven. Kamash from the Torah, no. Bad means by itself. You have to take off completely the Big Day Zov, and you only wear the Big Day Bad. That's the second Bad. Uvad shlishi, loymar, yoyse toiv mi bad shal shar yemois hashona. Interesting, that the bad here has to be more expensive than the rest of the year. It's the rest of the year, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyud, can wear bad also. So now on Yom Kippur though, this bad has to be more expensive than the whole years of a Kohen Hedyud. For vi loymar, she toiv mi shal arvis. The fourth bad teaches another Kiddush, that even the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he wears the Big Day Loven, we say now he has two pairs, the morning pair is more expensive than the afternoon pair. Inami bad shlishi revi midrashochi bad hamufcha shirbad. No, that's much like Rashi. That the last two bads are teaching us that this bad has to be the best one of the bads. Now, the morning one has to be more expensive than the afternoon. That's this posik. It's interesting. So we have mamish two pairs of Big Day Loven, or the way the mirror learned is on the Ksoinis. He had two different Ksoinis. The morning one was more expensive than the afternoon one. The more kasha, we have a kasha on this.